We welcome you into our studio field side here at Lehigh University. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles quarterback Trent Edwards, one of the heroes of Thursday night's game. And, hey, congratulations. Amazing, given that we watch practice every day and there were so few reps you were taking that you were able to go out there and execute the offense. I thought it was remarkable.
Thank you. It was actually, I wouldn't say I was the hero. I think the entire offensive line, running backs, wide receivers, everybody out there did a great job around me.
Good leadership there.
Yeah, it was fun. Get out there, Thursday night game under the lights in front of 40,000 fans and play the Pittsburgh Steelers. And just, you know, there's things that you can't simulate on the field out here in practice that, you know, it's nice to be able to do that in an actual game setting, move the ball down the field, get your field goal kicker in position, and get out of there with a win.
Trent, what does it do for you? I mean, just from a whole daily makeup, feeling good about yourself, making the team standpoint.
Sure. I was prepared to go in there. You know, like you said, I haven't been getting a ton of reps in practice, but that hasn't really been my main concern right now. I've just been trying to learn as much as I can from watching Mike, from watching Kafka, from watching Nick. And the thing about this system is there's so many great coaches and so many guys that have been in the system for so long that there's just so much to learn from not even being on the field. So I've had to take that approach, and it was nice that everything kind of came together on Thursday night.
How have you not been frustrated by the lack of reps of practice? I mean, you're a veteran in the league.
Yeah.
You came here because you want to win a job.
Sure, and it's a lot of that has to do with our offensive coordinator just being on the same page with him and communicating with him, and I understand my role here, and that was the deal from the get-go was, you know, you're not going to get a ton of reps because we kind of know what you bring to the table. So as long as I understand that and, you know, concern myself with things that are in my control, that's kind of been my approach so far.
Trent, how much of a challenge for you just the last couple of years physically not being able to do it? How much has that tested your patience?
It has a lot, but I think it's motivated me a lot. I feel like when I've, you know, been out of the game, I've sat back and watched it on TV, or I've, you know, talked to guys that have kind of gone through, you know, what I've gone through, and they've said, you know, let that motivate you to get back to where you want to be. And I think I've, for the most part, done a good job to, you know, get up every day and try to get better no matter how many reps I'm getting. I feel like it's been taking it one step at a time, and I feel like I'm getting better each day.
Did you watch every week last year?
there was times where I didn't, and there was times where I did. It depended on the game. It depended on the situation. It's hard because you're so used to being there. You're so used to being suited up in an NFL stadium on Sundays, and when that gets taken away from you, you're kind of maybe jaded a little bit, and you kind of sit there and feel like you could still do what some guys you're seeing on TV are doing. But again, it goes back to the whole motivational factor where you feel like you can. You got to keep working. You got to keep grinding, and you know, everything's going to work out the way.
I would imagine for some guys, you can have some resentment almost to the point where it would inhibit your ability to come back and perform at a high level because you're angry. You don't have a job.
Sure, no, and that's that eats at you a little bit. But I was raised by two loving parents that told me to live my life with no regrets, and I've, you know, done that for the last 28 years of my life, and I've tried to live each day like that, where, you know, everything happens for a reason. Everything you're going through is going to make you stronger, and you're going to face adversity. So I've been through, I feel like, a ton of situations, college, high school, NFL now, and, you know, nothing really surprises me anymore. So kind of going back to, you know, all this training camp, two-minute drill on Thursday, like a lot of things right now aren't really surprising me. So I think I kind of have that to my advantage right now.
How is the shoulder? You're 100% physically?
Oh, yeah. Good. I feel great. I feel awesome. Everything's 100% right now. I got kicked in the shin by King Dunlap the other day in practice, so that's
Ouch.
My main.
That's a big foot.
I gotta stay out of the training room. We got a couple other quarterbacks that have been in there recently, and that's just the way the game is played. But, you know, gotta stick it out and gotta keep going.
Trent, why is this offense a good fit, do you think?
It's quarterback friendly. There's a lot of options. Marty wants to get the ball down the field. There's so many weapons. I think to best answer your question, you have Deshaun, you have Jeremy, you have Brent, you have LeSean. You have so many guys that are vertically gifted and run great routes, have great hands. And so, I mean, the in terms of the teams I've played on in the past, this doesn't compare. You have weapons all around, and you have a great defense and great special teams.
And it seems like Doug and Marty and Andy, they really spend a lot of time working on the little things with the quarterbacks. I mean, when we look at the history of Andy Reid's quarterbacks in Philadelphia, they generally play their best football as an Eagle.
Absolutely. I feel like this is a system where the position's coached properly, where the fundamentals are enforced. That's, you kind of know where you're supposed to go with the football. There's a progression. There's a playbook that you abide by, and you're getting coached by maybe three or four different coaches, but they're all pretty much saying the same thing, and that's really hard to find right now in the NFL, but here we have it in the Eagles.
How have you responded to the increased reps this week? And looking ahead, I mean, there seems to be a chance to get a lot of playing time.
Yeah, just enjoying it, trying to, you know, being back in the huddle, getting calls from Marty and, you know, making calls at the line of scrimmage. It's things I've all been through before, so just kind of a little bit more sweat maybe after practice, maybe a little time in the cold tub, but everything's going really well, and it's fun to be back out there.
Gosh, you talk like you have gone through all these experiences. Came back so quickly on Thursday night. That was the remarkable part. You're getting fourth team players who generally haven't played a lot together into the huddle very quickly, in and out of the huddle, get them up to the line of scrimmage, get them lined up, no penalties.
Yeah.
It was beautiful organization.
It's kind of one of those things. This is going to be year six for me, and I know that I've been in their shoes before. I've been that young guy where you don't really know where everybody's supposed to go in. So as long as there's that leader that you have, that calm demeanor that you've been there before, and you kind of can impart that on other guys around you, it just kind of – everybody kind of comes together. I got in the huddle on that last two-minute drive, and you know, you tap everybody on the helmet, just say, let's go get this. Let's go move the ball down the field. And it just seems like if the leader of the offense is calm, then everyone else is going to be that same way no matter what string you are.
Is it fair to say, Trent, that you're delivering the football with more zip, more accuracy, more strength than you did maybe in April?
Maybe a little bit, maybe just because I've felt like my footwork's improved a little bit. I still need to get my front shoulder down. That's what I speak with Andy a lot about that, and he's always getting on me about getting my elbow up, my front shoulder down. I've gotten into a bad habit of doing that sometimes when my ball will sail a little bit, and that's kind of what I was fighting a little bit during OTAs. And so I've getting more reps, getting more coaching through this process. I think I've gotten a little bit better on that.
Well, hey, I know you're busy. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Good luck on Monday night, the Patriots game 2 of the preseason. Trent Edwards, thanks for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.